following message was given by Brother Timothy Hong in the church in New York City on the Lord's Day, January 7th, 2018. The title of the message is Leviticus Training Review. Scripture verses are Leviticus chapter 1, verse 1, Leviticus chapter 27, verse 34, and 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15.
Cleanse us with your blood. Thank you. This morning we are gathered together into your name. In your house,
amen.
In the church,
amen.
Lord, we praise you,
amen.
To anoint each one of us,
amen.
That we may hear you.
Amen.
We love you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, saints. We just finished the training on the crystallization training of the book of Leviticus. The live training we finished last Saturday, and the last night we finished the video training. Here in Queens, in Queens Hall. There are other halls. They are still continuing the training on the book of Leviticus. This training, I think many of us, we enjoy very much that in such a book, in the past, we may think that it's only about the offerings and about the priesthood, and it's in the Old Testament, does not connect or relate to us that much. But in fact, after the training, I think we all realize this book is for us.
Amen.
And this book is for us today. This training has 12 messages. It will be, you know, according to the Morning Watch verses, we are here to review all the 12 messages. It will be impossible to even just read the message titles and the context. So we feel we just, you know, share a little bit. I'll share a little bit of my enjoyment. And originally we were, Brother Peter and I, we were shared. And he said, just share. I say, amen. I share as much as I can. Through the fellowship, we feel that we will cover a little bit the first and the last messages. We feel this is very important, and then we will depend on many trainees. You are here, and you also went through the live training or the video training. That corporately, we may present to all the saints. Hopefully, that we can whet your appetite. Because after this review, in fact, we will go over every message week by week. Then we can fully digest what the Lord has spoken to us. Of course, we have been on the recovery of the church. We will finish that first. Then we will continue with the training on the book of Leviticus. The verses we read in Leviticus chapter 1, and also chapter 27, 34. It shows that Leviticus 1:1, the Lord was speaking. In fact, we know the Lord has been speaking in Genesis, in Exodus, and now in the book of Leviticus. But in the book of Leviticus, according to chapter 1, verse 1 of Leviticus, the Lord is not speaking as in the past. In the book of Exodus, the Lord was speaking from the Mount Sinai. Here, in 27:34, it also mentioned the Lord was speaking from Mount Sinai. But there is a big difference when the Lord was speaking in Exodus, because then, only at the end, the tabernacle was built up. Before that, God was speaking to Moses from Mount Sinai, but there was nothing of God's building, nothing of God's tabernacle. But now, in Leviticus chapter 1, verse 1,
yes.
God is in the tabernacle.
Amen.
And God is speaking in the tent of meeting.
Amen.
We know at the end of Exodus, the tent of meeting was raised up. and the glory of God filled the tabernacle. So today, this word applies to us exactly, because that was a type. You know, the tabernacle was a type. Of course, the living God then moved into the tabernacle. But now, today, in the reality, the church is God's dwelling place in the New Testament. And God speaking is in the tent of meeting in the Old Testament, and the God speaking is in the church today. Praise the Lord. We all love the Lord very much. We also love the church. We love the church because God is in the church. The church is the dwelling place of God. And we love the church because the speaking God of God is in the church.
Amen.
So today, you know, we are not just in the Old Testament type. Today, we are in the New Testament in the reality.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm very blessed. Even the training, you know, training is just full of God speaking.
Amen.
Because the Lord is speaking. He is the one walking in the midst of the churches.
Amen.
And he is the one speaking to all the churches.
Amen.
So thank the Lord. Let me just read the first message, the title to you. Message one, God training his people to worship and partake of him.
Yes.
And to live a holy, clean, and rejoicing life. So when God is speaking, God is training. God is training his people. That's why we have the training. Our brother just mentioned there will be the hymn training. And our brother also mentioned about the midweek training. Every Thursday, 9 o'clock. There's another training in the afternoon, that is in Flushing, about reading the Word. So we all need the training. And God wants to train his people. Because similarly, you know, all the children of Israel, they got saved, they came out of Egypt. But in essence, they are Egyptians because they have been in Egypt for 400 or so years.
Amen.
Hourly, they may look, you know, Israelite, but inwardly, they are Egyptians. And God now, he charged Moses to build the tabernacle. So God came down and dwelt in the tabernacle. So God will be in the midst of them.
Right.
But all these God's people, they are not God's people in essence, because they are just Egyptians. So God charged them. You know, this is very, you know, God through his speaking. In fact, the speaking, one is the first verse, Leviticus 1:1. The other one is Leviticus 27:34, the last verse. The whole book is just God speaking.
Right.
God, through his speaking, is training his people to live a holy, clean, and rejoicing life. So this is God's desire, want to be in the midst of his people, and also his people will match him. You know, when I was when I moved to New York City, I was in the brother's house. In the brother's house, there was a few brothers, and one brother, he graduated from college, and he was trying to find a job, and his major is very particular. It's not easy to find a job. And eventually, he wants to apply the city job. And we found out the garbage collectors, their pay is very good. So he wants to apply. Then when we all the brothers heard, we said, we're going to have a shower in front of the door. You have to take a shower before you come in. You know, this is human. Humanly speaking, we don't want to, we don't want the brother, he comes in and then stink the whole house. So he has to follow some rules. That's exactly what God is doing in Leviticus with all these people coming out of Egypt. They're all Egyptians. So God wants to help them. So in essence, we all need the training. Even during the during this meeting. There was a brother sitting with another brother, and the brother was praying, and this young brother, he went out back. He pulled the hymnal from this brother, distracting his praying. So that means, you know, he needs training. In fact, we all need the training. That's why the Lord charged Moses to tell the Israelites, they had to put off the Egyptian lifestyle. And they cannot follow the things of the Canaanites, because all these are not God's people, not God's holy people, not clean. We have to be holy, we have to be clean, we have to be rejoicing people.
Amen.
So this is a picture in message one. I think, you know, after this speaking, we just realized, I believe all the training realized, we need the training. We need God speaking. We need God shining. Otherwise, we are God's people, but we don't live a holy, we don't live a clean, we don't live a rejoicing life. The rejoicing life is meaning that God has set up the feasts, you know. For the Israelites, there are many feasts for them. There are seven feasts every year. In addition to that, there were the Sabbath rest weekly, and there's also the Feast of the New Moon, and there are other feasts, the Sabbath year, you know, there's a feast. And also Jubilee is a feast. So God set up all this, and with all the other ordinances, God set up for the children of Israel that they may live a holy life, you know, with all the offerings. In the book of Leviticus, when we started, you know, we didn't have time to read many verses, because the offerings are for the children of Israel, for them to come to God. And in fact, when they come, they are the burnt offerings, they are the meal offerings, and the peace offerings, and the sin offering, and the trespass offerings. So through all the offerings and the priesthood, then the children of Israel, they can come to God. They can come to God's house, and they can contact God, they can have fellowship with God. So this picture is wonderful. In fact, it applies to us today. When we come, you know, with all these offerings, we realize that we are not holy. God is holy. But how can we contact him? God has made provision with all the offerings. You know, we may do something wrong, and we need to come with the trespass offering.
Yes.
And we need to realize that sometimes we make mistakes. Not intentionally, that means the sin inside of us caused us to do things that we didn't want to do, and we did it. Then we need to bring a sin offering. So all these offerings shows us that we come to the Lord, we need to follow some divine provision, regulation, instructions, so we can come forward to him. The five offerings, I didn't have time. I think I would just skip some of this because it takes too much time to cover all of them. So this is in message one. So God wants to train his people that they may worship him and partake of him. In fact, this is very important. It's not just a kind of a worship. A lot of different people, they worship God. But according to the regulation, God's intention is not just we doing something physical, but rather God wants us to enter into the reality that to worship him, at the same time partake of him. This will lead us to the last message, which is the peace offering. The 12 messages, they are divided in this way. Two messages on the burnt offering, and two messages on the meal offering, and two messages on the sin offering, and two messages on the trespass offering. then that's 8. Then they left with 4. The 4 message, one is the first message, is concerning God's training his people to worship him and partake of him and live a holy, clean, and rejoicing life. This is the first message, give us the whole picture. The other 3 messages are on the peace offering. So the peace offering is very important.
Amen.
It's very important. In fact, the peace offering, that's in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, that is the Lord's table. I don't know whether we realize that. The fulfillment of the peace offering is the Lord's table. And with the Lord's table, there are 3 messages. Let me just read the message's title to you. The message, that's 10, 11, and 12. Message 10 is Christ as the peace between God and God's people for their co-enjoyment in fellowship to have the vital group church life and to consummate in the New Jerusalem as the ultimate peace offering. So this is very important, you know. We are very conscious concerning our trespasses and our sins. But those are, to us, they are important because if we have sins, we realize we cannot come forward to the Lord. But there's another thing that's even more critical. That is, we are not just sinful before the Lord. We are, according to the word, we are God's enemy.
Yes.
Enemy needs to be reconciled.
Yes.
And only after we are reconciled, then we can have peace with God.
Amen.
So the peace offering is very, very important. The Lord himself is the peace offering, and he is the fulfillment, and he is the reality of the peace offering. So, but peace offering to us, you know, to me, it's kind of like, okay, now we have peace toward God.
Uh-huh.
But in fact, this peace offering, in the beginning of the book of Leviticus, it's in the sequence of a burnt offering, meal offering, peace offering, sin offering, trespass offering. It's right in the middle. But when God gave them the law of the offering, the sequence is burnt offering, meal offering, sin offering, trespass offering, then peace offering. So there are different sequences. I don't have time to explain the first one. The first one is according to our experience. The second one is the sequence in this training. This training gave us the burnt offering first, then the meal offering, then the sin offering, then the trespass offering. At the end, it gave us the peace offering. So the peace offering is based on all the other offerings. And when we experience all these offerings, we will have the issue of the peace offering. And peace offering in its fulfillment is the Lord's table. So for us to come to the Lord's table, wow, it's not a small thing. Because even this peace offering, eventually, it's not just, you know, for us to have the Lord's table. The peace offering at the end is New Jerusalem. Because New Jerusalem means the foundation of peace. So when we are enjoying this Lord's table, it will lead us to New Jerusalem. Sense, wow. Today, it's not a small thing for us to come to this table. The Lord has himself set up this table before he went to the cross. Of course, the background was the Lord was eating the Passover with all his disciples. And right in the midst, when they were having the Passover, the Lord took the bread, took the cup, and He said, this is my body, and this is the cup. This is my blood shed for the forgiveness of sins. And these two, of course, replaces the Passover, which is one of the seven feasts. And the law initiated the Lord's table meeting. Okay, at the end, I'm not able to convey everything in this last message. You know, last night was the last message, message 12. We had in the video training, and many saints shared. I hope many saints were shared. And Brother Peter, of course, was will cover whatever I missed. but this is too crucial, the matter of the Lord's table. I hope that we all will, you know, I was very much shined upon concerning the way I come to this table. And what is the Lord seeking in this Lord's table? The peace offering is the only offering in the Old Testament that everyone can participate. Burnt offering is only for God. Other offerings for your sins, for what you did. Some priests, they can participate. But the only offering that everyone can have a share, that is the peace offering. Amen. The one who brings the offering, he has a share.
Yeah.
And all the rest of the congregation, they have a share. The one who helped this person offer the peace offering, the priest, he has a share. And the rest of the priests, they also have a share. But the one really partake of this peace offering is the one who is Jehovah.
Amen.
Is God himself.
Right.
That's why, you know, when we have the Lord's table, when the Lord set up, he said, these two in remembrance of me.
Right.
Of course, the Lord is the center. But the worshiping of the Father in the second part, quite often we are kind of we just rush through.
Yeah.
And that is that makes the peace offering, if the Lord did not enjoy, there's a big lack.
Yeah.
So we all need to pay attention that we were not just here enjoying the law and remembering of the law, but miss the last part. The last part will complete the complete peace offering.
Amen.
So today, I think the Lord really put this Lord's table with the picture of the peace offering. You know, when we're having the Lord's table, I feel I was in the Old Testament. I was when one of Israel is offering the peace offering. And all the Israel, they were there. And the offering priest is there helping.
Yeah.
And the rest of the priests are there too. And Jehovah is there.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
So this picture is so vivid that today, when we enjoy the Lord's table, it's all of us. We are God's people. We are the offer. We are also the congregation.
Yeah.
We are the acting priests. We are also the priesthood.
Yeah.
And the Lord himself is here.
Yeah.
As all the offerings.
Amen.
As the fulfillment and the reality of the offerings.
Amen.
And God himself is here.
Amen.
Receiving and enjoying the peace offering.
Amen.
With every one of us.
Amen.
With he himself. Firstly enjoy the inward parts. Which is the Lord's tenderness. Only God himself knows that the fairness, all the inward parts of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
That's the fact. That's the inward parts. Burn up first for God's satisfaction.
Amen.
And the rest of us, we enjoy whatever we bring to the Lord in this meeting. So this meeting is very, very crucial. That's why the brother is so burdened that this meeting, the Lord's table meeting, should come up to the standard. The Lord Jesus was talking to the Samaritan woman. He said, the hour has come. and now is. It is now. The true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truthfulness.
Amen.
And Father is seeking also. May we all be the true worshipers to satisfy the Father. You know, when all the disciples, they got saved and they started the meeting in Jerusalem, they continue in four things. They continue in the apostles' teaching and the fellowship. Then in breaking bread and prayers. The brother emphasized, in fact, he didn't mention meeting. He mentioned breaking bread. You know, the picture of the Lord was with the disciples, they were breaking bread. That's feeding, that's eating together. I think many saints here, if you come to my house, we have a feast, and you kept silent from the beginning to the end. Now, what kind of feast is this? When we come to the Lord's table, we all need to be ready to praise Him,
amen,
to give Him the thanks.
Amen.
You know, this Lord's table, in the Old Testament, it was a peace offering. But it also mentioned about the thanksgiving.
Yeah.
People can bring thanksgiving.
Yeah.
People also can make an oath. And it also involved the wave offering. It also involved the heave offering. Wave offering is signified the Lord's resurrection. The heave offering signifies the Lord's ascension. So this meeting should be in resurrection. And this meeting should be so high in ascension. You know, we just need to be trained. We just need to open to the Lord that this meeting will really satisfy the Lord. I think sometimes, you know, if we are just so conscious about time, what's next? We are missing out in the Lord's table meeting.
Yeah.
We're not giving the Lord the true worship. And even the Lord Jesus, you know, He, you know, with our bringing, some maybe we didn't bring anything.
Yeah, right.
That is really put us to shame. So I just want to share this. I think many saints, you know, in this last meeting are very touched by the Lord's burden that in the recovery, this meeting or this table should be so rich.
Amen.
By all of us bringing something. That we all will be the true worshipers.
Amen.
And the Lord will gain the true worship.
Amen.
Amen.
I thought I'm going to give all the time to Brother Tim. And since he gave me some time back, and I will share a little more. And when I first come to this country, go to a restaurant, they always ask, you want a steak? You want a medium rare? A medium rare? Or what? So after a couple of offerings, and no, orderings, you realize medium rare cannot fit my stomach. And when I went to this training or reading the book of Leviticus, and our God's appetite is very different. Not a medium, not rare, not a well done, but all burned. So wow, this is quite an appetite. If we want to know somebody, you need three things. One, what do they say? They're speaking. Two is what do they do? Their work. The third, you walk in their house and see how they live. And go to their dinner table and see what they eat. And sit down and see their table manners. And if you come to my house, dumpling all the time. So one appetite. So for the book of Leviticus, if we see our God, I feel very, this time I feel very heart laden. Because in the beginning of the book of Genesis, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. If we go to Job 38, we realize how glorious, how beautiful in the beginning was the creation was. All the sons of God are rejoicing. All the stars are singing. And everything looking so beautiful. Our God must have had some very good time. But he was not satisfied because he did not have the dwelling place. He did not have the companions and worshipers. So we know what happened in between. And the archangel, Lucifer, he rebelled. He wanted to change the order God set. This is something I've been recently pondering. You know, we see Satan, you know, had a pride and this ambition. He desired to switch the order in the universe. The order he damaged, if we see, even when he approached Eve rather than Adam, you can see his, we call, one stone killed two birds. One is he tempted Eve to eat the wrong food. Second, he approached Eve to reveal the way he betrayed, he rebelled against God, to change the order our Lord, our God, set for the whole universe. So you can, if you trace back in the early days, when he said, I will, I will, I will, I will, and I will. That's the desire that he's trying to change the order. Since recently, this thing really enlightened my heart. And our Lord is a Lord of order. He administrate in the whole universe from the throne to the smallest of things with order. And righteousness and peace is the foundation of his throne. And our Lord, he always say, the heaven is my seat or my stool, my seat, and the earth is my footstool. Where is my dwelling place? Saints, this time when we go getting into Leviticus, we need to see our God from the beginning, what his heart desire was. If you see Genesis 1-2, our God became quite miserable in a sense. He was homeless. He was in the dark. And he was speaking to the thin air. The whole earth was underwater. The whole universe was in darkness. And when he went forth to speak, there's nobody listening. And we know all the stories. And when the day 6 comes, and all the whole earth was recovered. So this year, one of our banners is recovering. The whole earth, from darkness to light, from heaven, the water above and the water below, separate the water and the earth, grass, vegetables, fruits, trees, fish in the sea, birds in the heaven, and all animals on the earth, and all the beasts, and all the creeping things. Everything was recovered. If you recall, now New York looks so cold and so white. But in the spring, Chris, this is not like Arizona. The weather is cold. The saints are hot.
Amen.
When the spring comes, you will see the recovery. Recovering the greenness, the beauty, the park, really along, Francis Lewis, right? For my 3.5 years, I walked only once in that park with a brother. And we were admiring how beautiful New York can be. How concrete the jungle Manhattan is. Imagine the Garden of Eden. It's so beautiful. It's a wildlife safari. Yet the animals doesn't bite. All the food are organic. Everything is not contaminated yet. Not crossbred yet. See, our God really desired and had some good time. The enemy came in to disrupt the order. Try to switch. Try to disturb what the heart desire of our God is. And then when all things happened, our God chased Adam and Eve out of the garden. You would think a God came forth from the eternity, created everything, and fall and speak to the darkness, recover the earth. Now you finally have a good backyard. It's a beautiful garden. You thought you're going to have some good time. But our God still had, he had not gained a dwelling place. It's only an open space with a garden. The Bible did not say Adam and Eve built themselves a beautiful house with a, I don't know how many acres, a backyard. No, our God still had not had a dwelling place. And when he was speaking with Adam, he was obviously full of hope, full of hope. But by the end, when he chased Adam and Eve out of the garden, he himself, do you think he would dwell in that garden alone? No. When Adam and Eve left the garden, our God became homeless again. In between the Old Testament, and our brother Timothy said he was almost like in the Old Testament. Let's not go back there. The whole wilderness, the whole wandering of human beings was a reflection. The wandering God was looking for his desire to be fulfilled. Looking for people, looking for his heart desire, the dwelling place. Saints, through all the years, we know when Jacob was dreaming in Genesis 28, when he was in the wilderness trying to run away from his older brother and trying to find a family, a home, find a wife. And in the wilderness, in that night, laying his head on a piece of rock, and our God expressed his heart desire to this homeless man. That guy, Jacob, was in his probably middle 70s. He was not young, brothers. In his middle 70s. Okay, there's no home to go. Probably all the food became rotten or eaten up. Because he's a boy, never left the mother's tent. Lying in the wilderness. I don't know what's his covering. No blanket. Went to sleep. And then our God infused his heart desire into this homeless yet longing for a home. This Jacob. I think that picture expressed so dearly our God's desire to that man. And that's why he called that place Bethel. Years later, when Jacob not only got one wife and four wives, not only one children, but 12 children, 11 sons, one boy, one daughter, going back home. On the way, of course, later, begat another son, Benjamin. Through all the years, he forgot what God's heart desire. when all the trials, tribulations, and hardship from wives, from children, from father-in-law, brother-in-law, and the brother, and then God said, rise up, go back to Bethel. Go back to Bethel. Amen. Where you have promised me and I have promised you. Right. This is our God's heart desire. Amen. Of course, when later Jacob went down, after many years, went down to Egypt. Years went by. And our God said, go down to Egypt. I will go down there with you. Our God always desire to have a man as his dwelling place. Amen. Of course, when the Israelites came out, went to the wilderness, finally, our God's temporary home, a mobile home, became very real. And on top of Mount Sinai, he began to really find a good companion, a good friend, Moses. Imagine, how much time do you speak the Ten Commandments? You can speak Ten Commandments in one breath, right, Andrew? One breath. If you design such a simple one-bedroom mobile home, it doesn't take that much drawing. Yet, our God withhold Moses for 40 days and 40 nights. He doesn't sleep. He just loved to look at Moses, talk to Moses, chat with Moses, going through all kinds of things with Moses. Maybe sometimes just a smile at Moses. Many of your parents, we do this, right? You just kid around with your kids. A meaningless chats, right? Roger, yeah, five of them, right? Just meaningless chats, right? But you love to do that. Emmanuel, do you do that? Yes! That's what our God did with Moses. Of course, when the tabernacle was erected, and our God ran into his home. Amen. Glory, fill up the tabernacle. And tell others, don't get close. This is my new home. How many of you, when you move into your new house, and even though it's newly bought house, you feel like you walk in every room. I want to place this thing here. I want that thing here. You know, remember, we just moved you into the apartment, right? And we ask you, Joanna, where this box go? There's this and then. This is your new home. And our God moved into his new home. Amen. Of course, when we moved in, Chris and Joanna, and we say, what are you going to eat for dinner? And they say, oh, Ricky invited us for dinner. I don't have to ask what did you eat, but you had some food, right? So Leviticus, I'm going to finish up. This is the place our God spoke in his home, the tent of the meeting, to Moses, his most favored man. In that whole bunch, go tell them, this is my home, this is my menu. First order, burnt offering. That's all animal food, all animal meat. Second, I want a vegetable food, meal offering. Third, I want a mixed food. Peace offering. Amen. Third, I want a sin offering. Fourth, I want a trespass offering. And I want a wave offering, heave offering. And by the end, I need a drink. That's a drink offering. The manual was laid out. And also, he commanded them, this is the way you're going to dress. This is the way you're going to present the food to me. So when we go to a good restaurant, you can see all the waiter and waitresses were all dressed up, right? Dressed in a certain uniform and presented the food in a certain ways. Leviticus is where our God finally had his temporary home as a type of the New Testament, the church and his many sons. Where all the offerings is a dissection, is an analysis, detailed menu to reflect as a type of what our Lord Jesus, who he is, and what he has done, and what he will do in his church. And that is where he desires many of his sons to rise up to serve him in a priesthood. That's where today we are experiencing all the realities in our Lord Jesus as the life-giving spirit. And the consummation as a type is the Lord's Day table. And today I feel like the Lord's table meeting is one of the best. One of the best. Actually, this is for my tenure here for 3 years and 4 months. It's the one of the best Lord's table meeting. Full of singing, full of praises, and full of thanksgiving. Since we really don't have to call out too many hymns. But for every hymn, eat it in all different ways. In eat it, our Lord, his mouth is the fire. I also feel like our Lord eat his meal by breathing. Breathing in. Smell good. Our God was satisfied. And we need to breathe in and breathe out all the praises and the thanks. Now today, the church is the house of the living God. The church is where our God finally find his dwelling place, his residency on this earth, in his people. Now today, many sons are rising up to give all the praises with his elder son, our Lord. So we're going to get into Leviticus message by message. And as a matter of fact, for this winter training, 12 messages, summer training, going to be another 12 messages. And we encourage the saints, let's go to the live training. Let's go to the live training, as many as possible. And then we bring the riches back. And the church life not only needed to be the dwelling place of our God, needed to be full of a fragrance, full of a savor, full of offerings, full of a good food for our God. And if we come back to enjoy with a good table manner, your table manner is not to use a fork or knife, or use chopsticks, or use fingers. It's open your mouth, shout it out. This food is good. That's the best table manner. Just shout it out your praises. Our Lord will be full of joy. And just let the Lord get satisfied. So we need to live a holy, clean, but rejoicing life. Where to express your rejoicing life? The Lord's table meeting. Saints, in between, we hope we can insert a couple books. One set of books is the fulfillment of the tabernacle and the offerings in the works of John. And we hope, saints, we'll get some of the messages in between into the church life. The other book is Christ as reality. Christ is the reality. That's mainly talking about the burnt offering and a meal offering. So we hope we can get into some of these messages in between and by reading the book of Leviticus. And we hope Leviticus is no longer become a book really hard to read. I find the second most difficult part to read after the tabernacle, the size and this and that is Leviticus. Now, after this time, I feel like Leviticus is a new book. Turns out it's our God. He had a dwelling place. He speaks. He presented his menu, and he desires how his children want to serve him. And now he even chooses what to eat every week, what to eat every month, what to eat in those holidays. Thanksgiving, no longer turkey. Thanksgiving is Christ.
Amen.
Saints, every week, every month, every year, it's a full of joy. Leviticus, saints, is the book for the church in New York City.
Amen.
We hope 2018, through the study and getting into the book of Leviticus, the whole church will be presented as a burnt offering, as a meal offering, as a peace offering, as all the offerings to satisfy our Lord. So this year, the shepherding, if you go out to shepherd somebody, present our Lord to him, recover them back to the full enjoyment of the church life, so we can grow in life, grow together, and grow in the testimony in New York City. Praise the Lord.
Now we will break up into our language prophesying groups. How about we sing hymn 299 one more time? And as we sing that, those who are going to the Spanish and the Chinese and the Korean speaking prophesying groups, you can go to your place there, and the brothers will set up the two mics here, and we will all be able to overflow our enjoyment of this recent training. Amen. Hymn 299.